Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
I officially think that everybody has lost their mind today, by the way.
Yeah. I got T-Bob Hebert, Jimmy Yacht, and Charles Hanegraaff singing in the studio next to us and celebrating. What are they doing?
I don't know. I think they're like
T-Bob's Silly Game of Thrones thing.
Yes, his little purple song of purple and gold that he does.
If only he
he's been in there all day.
If only T-Bob Hebert had committed that much effort to his football career or his radio career, he might actually be successful instead of this stupid bit.
Y'all play it on the Eagle 98.1 game day, though, don't you?
Unfortunately, we do, which I think has 98% of our audience completely baffled and lost.
I love it.
Which is probably what's happening right now.
Probably
in this moment
so.
As well. Big time shout out to Good Eats Kitchen. They were at the Mikey Matuk Foundation event last night.
Yeah.
It was a Taste of Louisiana. So a couple of dozen restaurants in the area were all there, and Good Eats Kitchen was there. So tip of the cap, an awesome thing for them to do. Mikey, of course, played baseball at LSU. Mm-hmm. His foundation is raising awareness and money for heart disease and congenital heart disease. His dad, as many may know, died of congenital heart disease when he was 32. Mikey was just a kid. So a great event and a great thing for Good Eats Kitchen to be a part of as well. So we salute the guys over there.
Absolutely. They're everywhere too. Very involved in our community. Another great reason to support them in their 3 locations on site in Baton Rouge, 1 in Lafayette, online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
And last night, the College Football Playoff Selection Committee released their initial rankings, and LSU fans are just melting down because LSU is number 2.
Right.
So Ohio State won.
I had to change all of my promos.
Well, keep them as they are with the AP ranking.
I know.
It's just irrelevant.
Right.
Here's the thing. Here's what you got to know. So, Ohio State 1, LSU 2, Bama 3, Penn State 4.
Mm-hmm.
Since the dawn of the college football playoff in 2014, never has the 4 teams in the initial rankings made the playoff.
Yeah.
So, there is going to be turnover, and the committee knew well enough that those 4 teams are all going to play each other. Penn State, Ohio State play, LSU, Bama play this weekend. So, there's going to be turnover. Really, the interesting thing is who's 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, who falls in line there? So the fact that Georgia is right there, Clemson is next in line, then Georgia is the highest ranked one loss team, which tells you Georgia goes on and wins the SEC. Of course, they're in.
Yeah.
But then, like we talked about, Michelle, the 2 Pac-12 schools, Utah and Oregon, or Oregon, Utah, 7 and 8. That tells you what you need to know there, because if those 2 teams go into the Pac-12 championship game as one loss teams, the winner of that game is going to get into the playoff. So that would, for all intents and purposes, eliminate the loser of this game between LSU and Alabama if Clemson and the Big Ten champion remain undefeated, if that's Ohio State or Penn State. I know that's a lot, but just understand that if you're one of those people sitting here thinking, I would actually like to see maybe LSU lose and then get in as the 4 seed, not have to play the SEC championship, that's not a good scenario that would play out with the way the committee's thinking as of right now. So we'll watch it. Don't overreact to it, but go win on Saturday.